committees and met with each committee at least once, sometimes three times, and we had overviews of the business that we'll be facing as we go through the session. So we're underway.
All right. So things long-term are starting to get mapped out, and now it's down to work. I know before you came on, you were mentioning that you already have a healthcare bill that you're working on and trying to get
that
moved forward.
That's right. I'm excited about this. So I had the first bill that I've authored that was read for the first time on the House floor, and it's been sent to Health and Human Services Policy Committee for a hearing. So this is a bill that would start a drug repository in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, all right.
So it's essentially a charitable pharmacy. So what happens now in long-term care settings and other healthcare settings is that if a medication changes, say your medication changes, or in a long-term care setting if someone passes away, the medications assigned to that person often need to be thrown out, and they are in sealed packets. There's no reason that they can't be used. So there are programs in other states like Wyoming and Iowa where there's this drug repository set up. It's very, very successful. It saves millions of dollars. So what this will do is to create a location where those unused medications can be sent, and then people who are uninsured, underinsured, or don't have drug coverage can get those medications essentially for free. It will also allow individuals in certain circumstances, if they have specialty medications related to cancer or heart medication, to donate those meds if their medications changed and they're not used, unopened, and that can save those drugs can run up to $40,000-$50,000 a month. So you can see how quickly this could eliminate some waste in the healthcare system and save us quite a bit of money.
Well, yeah, it seems like a great plan. Save money that way, and you know, another factor is it. I know Northfield has a place to drop off unused drugs just to get them out of your medicine cabinets to
right.
stop people from taking medication they shouldn't be.
Right.
So kind of a two-prong approach to give benefits.
Yeah, so this is a situation where you have medication that's sealed, hasn't been used at all, but it simply keeps that from going into the trash and allow these perfectly good medications to be used by someone else and to save someone money or provide access for someone else who couldn't have access to those pharmaceuticals in the first place.
Oh, perfect. Well, what else have you been working on?
As I said, we've been going through committees, and healthcare will be a big focus of the session. So I'm also a co-author on a bill that's expanding access to Minnesota care for
yep.
Minnesotans. So this is something that, as we had conversations all across the state, hearing what Minnesotans care most about and had a broad agenda come out of that. Healthcare was at the top of the list, and expanding access to Minnesota care was something that was very, very popular. So that bill is off and running, and we'll be working to solve these problems for Minnesotans.
Now, I know through the election season and through early reports from both parties, healthcare was big, top on everyone's priority. Have both parties been able to start coming together to find a neutral ground to get some solution out there?
It's clear that we will have some work to do.
Yes.
When it comes to healthcare. There are some different approaches that we have. I'm someone who thinks that healthcare should be seen as a public good, like education or police and fire. And so moves towards public options in healthcare, I think, are the right way for us to go. Republicans have a different approach here. There are also some places where we can find some quick agreement. So I was in some conversations this week where Republicans were expressing concern about the loss of community hospitals and the consolidation within healthcare, how large companies in healthcare are getting larger. And I share those concerns too. So those are conversations that I'm looking forward to having as we move through the session.
Well, and Minnesota having the only split legislature in the country, you really don't have much of a choice but to come up with some neutral ground if anything's going
to
get done.
We do need to work together.
Yes.
And I've been very encouraged by the initial notes that our leaders are sounding, both the governor, the Speaker of the House, the Senate leader, Gazelka, Speaker Hortman, Governor Waltz, they're showing, I think we're showing the country at the beginning of this session that, that we want to work together, showing how government can function at the beginning, while at the federal level we're seeing such dysfunction. So there's definitely motivation at, in the Minnesota House and Senate to show the country that we can work together and we can solve problems in Minnesota.
Well, in today's political climate, that's definitely a breath of fresh air. So what, looking ahead at next week and the weeks to come, what do you have on your plate?
So as the next week begins, committee sessions will be our main work, and we'll start hearing bills in committee. So one thing that I'll be doing is making sure that I get my hearings set up for the bill that I mentioned. It'll be going to Health and Human Services Policy, so I'll be helping shepherd that bill through the process. I also have some bills that I'm working on related to food and agriculture. There's a local foods bill that would set up a local foods coordinator, more funding for getting local foods into schools that I'll be authoring and working on. So this is something that is very important to local farmers in the Northfield area. It's very popular across the state. It's a win for getting healthier foods to our children at schools, strengthening local farms, and increasing local economic vitality. So I'm excited to work on that bill too. And I'll be having lots of meetings in my office as constituents and other lobbyists will be coming to talk with me about things that they're concerned about.
All right. Have you had a lot of people reaching out to you so far?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm working very, very hard to keep up with my email. and that's a constant process. And my days are filling up when I'm not in committee meetings, and that's exactly how it should be.
The budget doesn't give you a staff of 20 to sort through those?
No, I do have some very capable staff that, and we're getting our systems in place. But I share an assistant with another legislator. And that legislative assistant's also responsible for overseeing a committee. So she's very, very busy.
Yes.
And we're all very, very busy. But that's the work of the legislative session.
All right. Well, we appreciate the work that you are doing. And we hope that everybody will be patient and wait for their responses. As I'm sure there's plenty of input to be given. Anything else you would like to share with us at this time?
I just encourage people to reach out to me if you have questions or if you want your voice to be heard. You can find my contact information on the legislative website if you look up Minnesota Legislature, or you can email me at rep.todd.lippert@house.mn. I'd be glad to talk with you.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in and keeping us and our listeners up to date with everything that's going on. Representative Lippert will be joining us every Friday at 8:45 during the Minnesota legislative session and keeping you up to date with what's going on. And we'd like to thank you once again for coming in and look forward to talking to you next week.
I look forward to it, too. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. And as we get you through the end of your Friday morning and closer to the weekend, how about a little Elton John, Saturday Night?